Yes.
Awesome. Okay, just checking. All right. So this is Evan, and her participant ID number is 9009. All right, let's get started.
Are we gonna meet Jibo?
Yeah. So this is our friend Jibo here, and
hey, Jibo
can introduce itself.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Jibo.
Cool.
And I'm a social robot.
Cool, that's nice.
My name is Jibo.
In case you forgot.
Jibo.
What's your name?
My name's Evan.
That's an awesome name.
Thank you.
My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Purple.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Thank you, Jibo. You can go ahead and hit a buzzer to start us off.
What's a button?
Whichever one you want. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So first, we're gonna look at some letters.
Okay.
Can you tell me what letter you see here?
A.
All right. And then what do you see here?
Apple.
And do you know one more thing that starts with an A?
All.
Yeah. So if you want to do that for all of them.
Right. A B. Boy. The B-E-B.
Yeah. Like a buzzing bee? Sorry.
Like a bee, like B-B-E.
Oh, okay. Oh, got it.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah. I hear a lot of animal ideas with these.
Right. C, cookies. Can.
Yeah.
D, duck, do.
Yeah.
E, elephant. Earrings. F, fish, and 4. G, guitar, go. H, house, he. I, ice, it. J, juice. Like Joe, like an angel?
Yeah. Good idea.
Okay, key. Like K, like okay.
Oh, yeah. Creative.
L, leaf, luck. M, monkey, ma. N and nose, none. O, oranges, on. P, plate, put. Q, quack. Queen.
Yeah.
R, red, read. S, spider, C. T, table, 2. U, umbrella, unicorn. V, vacuum, van. W, watch, Willis. X. X, x-ray, such with that.
Do you know what instrument that starts with X?
Will you do that? Blank out the name.
That's okay if not.
Okay.
It's all good. No worries, it's a toughie.
I know. Y, yogurt, U. Z, zebra, zoo.
Ooh, good one. That was great. You got a buzzer. Everyone you want. Awesome.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you.
Aw, thank you, Jibo. How nice. All right, now we're going to look at some numbers.
Okay.
So let's play a game, okay?
Okay.
You're going to tell me what you see here, and then you're going to guess what might come next. Okay?
All right, one, two.
Okay.
Two, three. Three, four. Four, five. Five, six. Six, seven. Seven, eight. Eight, nine. Nine, ten. Ten, 11. 11, 12. 12, 13. 13, 14. 14, 15, 15, 16.
Ready?
20!
So if we went from this number to this number, what do you think is next?
25? 35.
Okay.
40. 45.
See what happened there?
30. Wait, 40. 50. 60. 70. 80. 90. 100?
Yeah.
200?
Whoa, you're good.
300? I mean, 500. Since it was 300, 400, 500, going up 200. So, 700?
Plus.
Oh, what? Plus, whoa.
What's this?
That's 1,000?
Close. So this is 1,000.
1,000, ugh. Yeah. Every time I see the 10, I think 200, 1,000, yeah.
Again. You did a really great job, though.
Thank you.
Do you know how to do this?
Math.
Yeah. Could you read it for me and tell me the answer?
9 plus 7 equals 9. Equals 16?
Yeah. What about this one?
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Awesome.
6 divided by 3.
Time.
6 times 3 equals 18?
Yeah, awesome. That sounds a bit trickier. You can just read it if you want, or you can try to answer it if you'd like.
Can I just read it?
Okay.
21 divided by 3 equals.
Okay, you don't want to solve it?
That seems like
I don't blame you. Okay, you did so great. You can hit a buzzer.
Great job.
I agree. You did great.
Thank you.
Now we're going to do a different game. So this one's a bit silly. And you'll see why, okay?
Okay.
So this is a light.
Yeah.
And now we have another light. So we have two...
lamps.
So if this is a light...
I mean, two lights.
Yeah. Awesome, okay. You'll see why it's silly a little later. Alright, this is a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have two...
oh, bags.
This is a yolk.
Uh-huh.
Yolk.
Yolk.
Mm-hmm.
Two yolks.
Mm-hmm. This is a smide.
Smide.
And now we have two.
Two smides.
Mm-hmm. This is a cow.
A cow?
Cow.
And two cows.
Mm-hmm. This is a rock.
Mm-hmm. And two rocks.
Mm-hmm. Good job. This is a pipe.
Pipe? Two pipe.
All right, this is a slide.
Slide. Two slides.
And this is a bell.
Two bells.
This is a yag.
Yag?
Yag.
Yag. Two yags.
This is a crib.
Two cribs.
This is is a shoe.
Two shoes.
And this is a ship.
Two ships.
And this is a duck.
A duck?
A duck.
A duck.
So we had one duck and now we have two.
Two ducks. Mm-hmm. For a minute I thought you said ducks. I'm like, those don't look like ducks.
Silly. So a skak.
Skak. And then two skaks.
This is a bread.
Two bribs.
This is a mick.
Mick? Two micks.
Yeah, so this is a mip, sorry.
Mip?
Mip.
Mick.
Mip.
Mip.
Yeah, sorry, I think you didn't hear it, so I want to make sure you heard me right.
Two mips.
Okay. And this is a foo.
A foo. Two foos.
And this is a snack.
Two snacks.
And then this is a cup.
Two cups.
All right, and we're back at the beginning.
Mm, cool.
All right, you did a great job. You can hit a buzzer. Awesome.
You're doing great.
Okay. And then we're gonna do another activity now. Jiwa, do you wanna explain what we're doing?
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Awesome! Thank you, Jibo. So this is going to be our first picture. All right, so can you tell me what you see here?
I see a boy in the, like a river maybe, or a lake. And then a lion, maybe it's a friendly lion, and they're riding the boat to their destination.
Yeah, maybe. Where do you think they're going?
I think the boy found the lion and the lion was not in its home, so they're maybe taking it to its home?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Awesome, what do you see here?
I see fish. Wait, is that a fish or a kitten? I think they look like fish.
Yeah.
Because I see an eye. And I see like little fins. Mm-hmm. And that's in... And then frogs jump on these lily pads. So those might be fish with lily pads on the top.
Yeah. Anything else you see here?
I see... Some flowers and some plants back here, and a fly.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, and that is a little weird for a lily pad.
Yeah.
It's like, looked like a pizza.
Kind of, you're right.
Like pieces of pizza.
So you said that they're going somewhere. How
uh-huh.
do you think they ended up here? Like, why are they in a boat?
I think They were in a place where the lion can't live, and then they saw a boat that someone's about to get in, but they saw it real quickly, and then they're rowing to the place that they have to go to, the wild, so the lion can go to its family.
Yeah. How do you think the boy and the lion met each other?
I think that. Their parents, they were looking around or taking a walk, and the lion was hiding or something in a cage, and he wanted to get him out, so he got him out, and then they got the boat, and they were running to the place where it should belong.
Wow, that's a great idea. That seems very possible. So would you ever be friends with a lion?
If it was a nice lion, maybe. if it was going to bite me, then no. But
yeah.
If it looked nice, then maybe.
Yeah, that makes sense. But do you have any pets?
No.
No. Do you want any?
Yes.
What do you want?
I want a dog.
Really?
Yes.
What type do you know?
I either want Shih Tzu. Or a German Shepherd.
Yeah, well, I hope you get one soon.
I know.
Anything else you want to say about this one?
There's like little circles.
Yeah.
There. They might be bubbles coming out from, like, they're making bubbles that come up. Yeah. Maybe, I think.
It seems possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you ever go on a lake like this?
If I was on a boat, yes, I wouldn't swim in it, but if I was on a boat, yes.
Yeah, what would you do on the boat?
I would probably just, like, I would bring, like, an umbrella in case it rained, and then I would just be on it, and I would just be rowing, and I would look down and see the lily pads, see the frogs jumping on the lily pads, and see the little fishies.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, anything else you want to say about this picture?
No.
Okay, we can go to the next one. You did great.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. So what do you see here?
I see a boy on his bed dressed like a pilot or so, like a plane flyer, I think. And he has these paper planes that he can throw out the window and see if they fly. And he wants to be a pilot, I think. And so he has that whole outfit on. He's trying to, like, make those little things fly in the air. And that's why he's on his bed, and his room's a little messy, and he's trying to do it. Or he might be pretending like he's imagining flying, and then pretending that planes were coming near him, I think, maybe.
I think that's a great idea of what might be happening.
And then there's a little fish right there.
Yeah. What other things do you see?
I see clouds, like little clouds right here. I think that he hanged up like clouds from his room with like tape, and then the clouds are coming down like right there, so he's pretending like the airplanes are flying.
That is such a great idea. I never thought about him hanging them there. Do you do stuff like that ever?
Sometimes I like to make those little thingies sometimes, or because I don't really know how my mom makes them, I can see if they can fly me.
Yeah. Would you ever become a pilot?
Not one of my things I want to be.
Yeah. What do you want to be?
A fashion designer.
Very cool.
Thank you. What type
of stuff do you like to design?
I like to design fancy dresses, party dresses. I can do wedding dresses, but I like the party outfits.
Oh. Well, I'm sure you can do it one day.
Thank you.
What other things do you see on the floor or on the shelves?
I see books, a picture of like bubbles, I think, and then cars and like a sock and a pillow.
Yeah.
I think his room's a little messy, but he wants to play instead of clean it up. So that's what he's doing.
Then is your room this messy?
A little bit messier, probably.
You don't like cleaning it?
Yeah, only when my mom tells me to. I'm like, okay, I'll clean it.
Do you play games like this in there?
I usually go downstairs and play with my Barbie dolls. Because I don't want to bring my Barbie dolls up to my room because it's up there. And my mom and Poppy are down there, so I want to be with them while I'm down there. But when I'm up there, it's time to go to bed, I do have some iPad time, like watch a show or something. I play with stuffed animals in there. That's pretty much.
What shows do you like to watch?
I like to watch the show Sydney to the Max. And also this other show, it's called DuckTales. I like that.
I've heard of that one.
I like mystery, so it's kind of like that.
Very cool. Anything else you want to say about this one?
Well, I think he opened the window so like the planes would like fly out there and they can fly in the air.
Yeah. Do you think that maybe he writes any messages on the planes?
He might. He might message. Maybe he has a neighbor that he's friends with and he wants to dress up like a pilot, and then he wants to throw the messages over there. Then he would throw the messages.
Yeah, like to a friend?
Mm-hmm. His next door neighbor.
What do you think he would write on it, like if it's his friend?
I think he would write, "Hey, how you doing? I'm playing a pilot game. Would you want to come over and play, I think?"
the new texting.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anything else about this one?
I'm on Linux.
Jibo is so silly. Jibo's trying to distract us. All right. Well, you did such a good job with this one. I love hearing your creativity. What do you think's happening here?
I think she's trying to find a light bulb, and she finally found one for experiment, and she doesn't know there's an octopus behind her stealing all her ideas.
Yeah.
And then going to the under the sea world to go to his own science lab.
Oh, that's not good, right?
Mm-mm. Stealing. And she's just looking at that, just walking away, and then he's like, all right, she's going, incredible, you need.
Wow, so what do you think she's doing?
I think she has this little, little thing she's building, like a little machine, and how to turn on a light with your mind, maybe? Ooh. And so she's trying to get a light bulb that kind of like can do that, and then trying to turn it on. And she's so happy that she found a light bulb, she doesn't even look in behind her.
What a great idea. Well, hopefully she turns around, right?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Those are mouses or rats. I can't really tell.
What are they doing?
I think they're helping the octopus for the lookout, maybe? Because that one's kind of looking over there, and that one's waiting for her to walk, and then giving them the signal.
Oh, gosh, yeah. What things do you see?
I see science experiments that she did. I see, this little thing. I think they're explaining the honey things that they had, the bees go in. And then she has this little thing that I think she carries honey from that experiment in there. And then she has beakers. I think those are called beakers.
Yeah.
And then they have all these other stuff that she could use to put it in her other experiment. But she's working on this one right now.
Yeah, what a great explanation. So what are these?
They're books that can help her make the science experiment, like helping her, so this equals that, so she can.
Have you ever done a science experiment before?
Yes. One time we were learning about sugar, I have a better one, dirt, and we had this big thing of dirt, and we put an ice cube down it that made it wet, and then we put water that made it all wet, like even water. And then the science teacher told us, so would you want to step in this? And we're like, no, we'd get our feet all wet and all dirty. So I think that's what one of the experiments we did. And then we did the sugar, two cubes, and when we shake them really fast, it would break up. And then if we put water in it, they would kind of disappear, and you can't really see them, but they would go to the bottom. So if you didn't look at the bottom, you'd be like, where'd they go? And then when you look at the bottom, you'd see them.
Wow, you're like a scientist. Very cool.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to say about this one? I liked your idea about the light bulb.
Thank you.
Would you like being able to turn the lights on with your mind?
Yeah, but in our mind we use Miss Alexa, turn on first plug, and she does.
Oh yeah, they can do that, right?
And sometimes when I want to play a song, she's like, sorry, I don't know that.
Oh yeah, and sometimes they don't hear it.
And then when I say, Can I see Megalodon picture? She's like, sorry, I can't do that. And then when I add Megalodon sharks, then she does it.
Wow.
What else is called Megalodon that I don't know about?
Is that a singer, or what's that?
Oh, in a Megalodon, it's a under the sea creature that exists a long, long time ago. It's huge. It's a huge version of the shark.
Wow.
It was really big.
Very cool. I didn't know even that. Yeah, thank you for teaching me.
Uh-huh.
Right, we can go to the next one. Alrighty, what do you see here?
I see a girl, and she was planting, I think those are radishes, maybe? And she was digging for the radishes, and then finally she found a huge one. She's like, whoa. And so she's like, wow, I'm going to bring this in so it can feed all the family. And there's snails right there. I think they're just eating the plants, maybe. And she finds that when she wants to take it to her home to feed the people.
Oh, how nice of her. So she's sharing?
Uh-huh, sharing in her garden. Well, it's kind of her mom and dad's, but she does it sometimes, like one of her chores, maybe, to pick them out.
Do you ever share?
Yes, I do share.
What do you share?
One time I was coloring, and my friend didn't have an orange, and I had two oranges, so I gave her one of my oranges.
Aw, how nice.
Thank you.
Aw. So what other stuff do you see going on?
I see plants. I see the top of these and then little radishes she needs to pick out. And then the snails are just eating these parts, the leaves. And she's pulling those out. She pulled those out. She's supposed to pull the rest. And then she's like, ugh. Then she finally pulled the huge one out.
Yeah. Do you think she was expecting this one?
Nope. She's expecting those sizes.
Yeah. Do you ever garden like this?
Mm-mm, we don't have a garden. We just the rain usually waters it for like our, and we have a mower who mows our grass. But yeah, I did have a plant once, but then I forgot about it, and then I'm like, oh no, and then it just, so I threw it away, but I still have the cup it was in though.
Oh yeah, if you did have a garden, what fruit or veggie would you want to plant?
I would want to plant, well, not really radishes. Don't really like them.
No radishes?
Mm-mm. Like real things or imaginary?
Whatever you want. This is your garden.
I would want to plant grapes because that's my favorite. I would want to plant oranges. I like oranges. And then I'd want to plant strawberries. And bananas. Yeah. Those are the things I'd want to plant. I want to have a bunch, so then I'd need a lot of boxes, but those are the ones I would want.
That's awesome. That sounds like a great plan.
Thank you.
Anything else about this one you want to talk about?
Well, she has a shovel, so she's digging them out.
Yeah.
And then she cleans them off, and then there she goes. And then she dig that one out and then kind of pulled on it and kind of helped dig it. And then she found it and then she cleaned it off with the dirt and she picked it up.
Do you think the shovel is enough to get this out?
No, she had to use her hands and the shovel and all that stuff. She probably had to have, maybe she had a little brother who kind of helped her out a little bit of it. Then he went back in because it was hot outside. So then she got it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I could do that alone. Yeah, anything else about this one?
Mm-mm.
Wow, you did a great job. We're all done with that one.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go ahead and hit a buzzer if you'd like. Awesome. All right, so now we're going to do some reading. Do you like reading?
Yes, I do like reading.
Awesome. Could you read a story to me?
Sure.
So you can start here.
Read the whole thing like this,
sure,
or just read that? I read the whole thing. Peanuts are a healthy snack. Peanuts grow on plants. The peanut is not a nut. It is really a bean. The plants grow to be 1 foot tall. That is the same length as a ruler. The plant has leaves and flowers. The flowers are yellow with red. The flower brushes under the ground to grow a pod. The pod is also the cell. The peanuts grow inside the pod. The pod is under the ground. The peanut pods are 1, 2, 3 inches long. To eat the peanuts, crack open the pod. Pod will be 1, 2, 4 peanut seeds. the peanut you can eat is really the seed. Tom and his family lived in a busy city. There were always something to see and hear. Sometimes Tom wanted a secret place of his own. He didn't have a place that was just for him. Tom made a plan. He climbed up high inside the garage and came to a little prick.
Very close. Do you want to try sounding it out?
P-E-A-K. P-E-A-K. Peek?
Yeah, you got it.
Little peek in the roof where his dad stored bigged.
So it looks like biked, but I'm not sure if that's a typo. But yeah, you can just keep reading
tools,
there.
Spiked in tools. Here was the place for Tom. It was quiet. He could look out a little window to see the city. He brought his favorite comic books, his monster truck, and a bag of chips to his secret place. Tom decided to call his secret place study. If anyone asked where he was going, he would tell the truth. He would say he was going to study. His big sister left him alone when he said he was going to study. Tom spent every day after school at the study. His sister thought he was becoming a good student. Mother knew better, though.
That's silly, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea.
Funny that he named it study because it seems like, I'm going to go study.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in the study.
Funny. Do you want to try reading one more? You did a really great job.
Thank you. Just like one password, the whole thing.
What do you want to do? I think you could read all of it. You're good. It's up to you.
I can read all of it.
Okay, go for it. If you are okay. Okay.
Cam visited the water park with his uncle Mon. Cam was running around with his squeaky shoes. A boy who was bigger than Cam asked, "Why do you have your shoes on?" Cam looked down at his feet and shrugged. "Why not?" Cam told him. They both started to laugh. "Come on," said the boy. The boy started to run, and Cam could barely keep up. They ran in zigzags to Avdo?
Of course. Do you want to try sounding it out?
Ovid?
So close. Avoid.
Avoid. Zags to avoid the tall water. They jumped over the salt water. The boy found his friends at, and they all started playing a game of tag. It was all lots of fun until Cam fell. Cam didn't see the girl on the other side of the tall water. The girl didn't see Cam either. Cam was running as fast as he could, and pow! Then both fell hard. Cam's arm was bleeding and his eyes were stitting.
You gonna try sounding it out?
Stinging. He stood up and helped the girl get up. "Are you okay?" Cam whispered. I am sorry. I did not see you there. Well, you should walk, yelled the girl's mom, who came to help the girl back to her towel. Cam felt sad that the girl was hurt. Then he realized that he didn't even know where his uncle Mon was. Now Cam's eyes were leaking water. He was glad he was all wet so no one could see his tears. How could such a great day turn so bad? Cam closed his eyes and counted to 10. He left his chain up and chin up and tried to find his towel. Maybe Uncle Mon would be near the towel waiting for him.
Awesome! You did such a great job reading!
Thank you.
There is another page, but I won't make you read it. You did so great with those two. Unless you really want to. Okay, you can go ahead and buzz it. Awesome! Now we're gonna look through these pictures, and you can just tell me what they're doing.
Brushing his teeth. Washing his hands. Tying his shoes. She's pouring her cereal for breakfast, putting on sweater, making cupcakes, painting, buckling his seatbelt, feeding her stuffed bear, play dress up, having fun down the slide, riding down the slide, what is this called? Well, he's hitting a ball. Playing soccer. Playing with bricks. Riding on a swing. Sharing a lollipop. Wondering if his shoes are on, or on one, if his left foot is on the right, or if his right is on the left.
Yeah, good idea. So just a few of these I'm going to ask you about. So this one, you said they're dressing up?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever dress up like that?
Uh-huh. I have some dress-up clothes.
Oh, yeah? What do you like to dress up as?
I like to dress up as, like, a famous star sometimes. Maybe, like, Taylor Swift, maybe.
Oh, I love Taylor Swift.
And he is all wow.
Yeah, what does he have on?
He has a Halloween hat, a wand, a bow tie, t-shirt, a little, like, those little fluffy thingies on you, a skirt, shoes, and sunglasses. It's all over the place.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Do you dress up for Halloween ever?
Yes, I dress up for Halloween.
What do you dress up as?
Zombie prom queen, a creepy clown, and this year mad scientist.
Whoa, that is so cool. You like dressing up?
Yes, that's scary characters.
There's another one that's kind of fun.
A mad scientist, like me.
Yeah.
Well, matte, so I'd have black under my eyes, all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet that was fun getting you all ready for it.
Uh-huh.
What did your families think?
Oh, with mad scientists, it's this year.
Oh.
But with the scary clown, they were fine with it. I did scare a couple people, but they were like, all right, you want to be a scary clown? All right, here's the costume. Yeah.
Do you ever pour your own cereal?
Usually I don't eat cereal. Sometimes I like to eat pancakes, or my mom buys these muffins that are good, or we go out.
Okay. What type of muffins do you like?
There's these strawberry muffins that she gets. There's like this mix that you make. I like those. Nice. She like cuts them in half and then puts butter on them. It's
oh,
yummy.
Delicious. What type of pancakes do you like?
Regular pancakes with, I do like chocolate chip, but we got regular pancakes with butter and syrup.
Delicious. I'm so hungry now. All right. You can go ahead and hit a buzzer and then we'll just look through a few pictures. Awesome. So I'm just going to show you a few cool ones because you probably want to get going and look at other stuff.
Mm.
So this one I think is very cool. What do you see there?
She is in outer space and trying to get the flies to put in her jar.
Yeah. Is that cool? Will you ever go to outer space, you think? Would you want to?
It seems cool to, but I can't. But it's like a maybe.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm in the same boat. Maybe.
Maybe.
There's some other ones that are fun. Let me find it. This one. I like this one. What do you see?
It's a mug and a frog coming out with a crown.
How do you think the frog ended up there?
I think the frog was jumping around, then went in the little girl's room and found a tiny crown, picked that up, and then saw a coffee mug. It's like, I'm going to go in here. Then just looking around.
How would you react if you walked in to your room and saw a frog and a mug with a crown?
I would be like, how? I'd be like, someone, all right, we're going to take you out. Then just.
You wouldn't want to keep it? No pet frogs?
No.
All right, let's see. I'll show you one more. I like that one too, but
yeah.
This one is great. What do you see here?
Maybe some Ritz people. Maybe like she has this Ritz people had this fancy chair, and then she got all like money. I mean the like candy all surrounded by it. And then found this crown and was sitting on it, pretending it was the queen. And it's a goat, so that's kind of weird. But yeah.
Yeah. What if you got home and you saw that?
How would you react? Huh? And then I'd pick up the candy and be like, you are not eating anything in this house. Because ghosts like to eat all of everything.
Yeah.
So, and then I'd walk in one of the room and I'd find one of my favorite pictures eaten.
Maybe it would be a nice goat though.
Maybe. They well, better not eat all my candy though.
Yeah, if it's your candy, that would not be great, right?
Mm-mm. Or a ring.
Oh, yeah. You see a ring there?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, you did such a great job.
Thank you.
You got a buzzer. We're all done. Awesome.